Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get you another player profile. This time, Jazz Chisholm on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, February 25th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White, and a listener named Anthony wanted to hear more about Jazz Chisholm. So let's talk about the Jazzy boy. He is awesome when he's healthy, of course. Last year, 14 home runs, 12 steals while hitting .254 over just 60 games. That is a 35 home run, 30 steal pace over 150 games. The problem, Scott, he only played those 60. Last year, it was a stress fracture in his back and a torn meniscus in his knee. He has yet to play at more than 124 games, and now he's being shifted to the outfield. What are your overall thoughts on Jazz Chisholm this season?
So others seem to be higher on him than I am, and the main reason I'm not high on him is because the durability issues are pretty much a bummer for me, and I don't think he's being heavily discounted for them. So, you know, normally you see like Jose Altuve and Marcus Semien go in the round 3 range, and I love to take him there because there are so few high end second basemen. And then you might see Ozzie Albies go in the round 4 range, but you don't see Jazz Chisholm that far behind. So you have 3 highly durable and proven players going for what seems like a reasonable price tag at the position. And then you have Jazz Chisholm, who's never played even 125 games in a season before. There will probably come a year where he does. Just because he started out injury prone doesn't mean he's going to be that way forever. But it just seems like you're whistling past the graveyard to take him, presuming, oh, there's going to be no health issues at all based on the track record. So that's my own personal approach with Jazz Chisholm this year. If he fell to round 5, I might think about it, but he rarely does in my drafts, 12-team leagues.
And
okay.
And as much as I like him, Scott, were you done with your thought? I don't even know if you were.
No, I was about to pivot to a new thought, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what makes Jazz Chisholm exciting now? I think the best way to put it, so 14 home runs and 12 steals in 60 games. Like, just pace that out. You're talking potentially a 30 homers, 25 steal player, something like that. You understand the counting stats, how that works, and that he's providing that power speed combo that's especially rare up the middle and even rarer at second base. And so I think the best way to sum it up is to look at points per game, head-to-head points per game, which is interesting because you wouldn't even think that's Jazz Chisholm's format. He's a big strikeout guy. So much of his game is speed. Those players tend to see their value suppressed in points leagues. But this will put it in perspective. So Jose Altuve had the most head-to-head points per game at second base last year, 3.61. And if you eliminate anybody who had fewer than 300 at-bats, the gap between Jose Altuve and number 2 at the position in head-to-head points per game, which would have been Marcus Semien, it's the biggest gap at any position other than outfield, where Aaron Judge was, of course, on a different planet from everybody else. But if you insert Jazz Chisholm back in, because you allow guys who have fewer than 300 at-bats, suddenly it becomes 3.61 for Altuve versus 3.47 for Chisholm. Much, much closer, and the clear number 2 at that, even in the format where maybe he's not the format that doesn't seem to be optimized for a skill set.
And you might wonder, how is that possible? Well, it's all those home runs and steals. He's made some slight improvements to the strikeout rate, down a little bit last year. The walk rate was up, and he crushes the ball. I mean, we don't really see this from second baseman. As hard as he hits the ball, the barrel rate for Jazz Chisholm, it is great. A decision you'll have to make, Scott, and I'm pretty sure you already answered this question, but if anyone's wondering, Ozzie Albies versus Jazz Chisholm, which way are you going?
Yeah, I'm going Albies for... summed up. I know Albies had his health issues last year, a couple of broken bones, so kind of fluke occurrences, not the kind of things you worry about recurring. And prior to that, he was Teflon in fantasy. Very durable, very consistently high-end production. You do worry a little bit, and I know this is not, we're not breaking down Ozzie Albies here, you do worry a little bit about whether his relatively low quality of contact will play as well in this environment, since we didn't see a full season of at-bats from him last year. It's still an open question. But what we did see from him came early when it was cold and nobody was hitting. So I just kind of throw those numbers out and start all over with Ozzie Albies. And what I see there is a very strong, durable track record.
And I like both of these guys too. Like, I'd be fine with either one of them. I think I prefer the upside of Jazz, and you can get him in the fourth round. So if you start your draft with two hitters and then maybe a starting pitcher, you can get Jazz as your third hitter on your team. You already have that pretty safe floor built in with the two hitters before him. So I do like to attack it that way if you want Jazz Chisholm on your teams. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again on Monday. Bye-bye.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.